You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me Jim Grieg. He is the president of Benchmark Metals, and this is a company, of course, I've been following now for a couple of years. It's really doing a great job of outlining and establishing a very substantial gold and silver deposit in British Columbia on the Lawyers deposit, on the Lawyers project, and it's really a very great to have Jim with me. Thanks for joining me again, Jim.
Always a pleasure to be on your show, Jay.
It's always good to talk to people who are having success. It's more fun anyway, and you guys have been doing quite well. I know that you set out, initially when I first started following you, and this, a year or so ago, talking about a minimum $5 million gold equivalent ounce resource. How do you feel you're doing in that regard?
Well, our 5 million ounce target would be something we think we could achieve perhaps with another year of drilling through 2021 and into 2022. However, our near-term resource, we're anticipating a brand new bulk tonnage resource estimate for the end of Q1 next year. So conceivably, in about 3 months' time, we should have what appears to be a multi-million ounce gold silver resource, all at surface gold and silver ounces. So we're quite excited about this achievement. And leading up to this, we'll have a lot of drill results coming out through January and into late February.
Yeah, you had an 87,000 meter program, 387 drill holes. That's quite a substantial program. And results, you say, I guess they're backed up in the lab, and so you expect to have them out. When did you say? The end of this next quarter? The end of this year?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the end of the first quarter of this year, we'll have the resource estimate. But as part of the resource estimate, of course, is all the recent drilling that we just completed. So we've let out some holes, not a comprehensive list of holes, but this is partly due to the fact that the laboratories are anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks behind. So we anticipate a lot of results coming forward now, right through to January and February. And at the tail end of these results, we should be putting out that new resource estimate.
Yeah, and that's really certainly something that people will be looking forward to. Your targets here, I believe, at this stage are really open pit or surface deposits, are they not?
That's right, yeah. It's all open pittable type mining scenarios that we're looking to achieve here. There's three large zones with gold and silver mineralization right at surface. There is potential for underground mining, and we have drilled some deeper holes and hit some good mineralization at depth. But of course, that would follow the open pit mining in later years.
And you've had, I don't know if it's a historical resource or of some sort there, right, in the past?
Yeah, that's right. When we took over this project well over 2 years ago, we compiled some of the historical data, and we had a small resource to begin with. But through the course of the last 2 years, we've extended all these zones by hundreds of meters up to 1.2 kilometers in the largest zone. So the gold and silver mineralization is truly growing rapidly, not only on strike but at depth. So this is really the maiden bulk tonnage resource estimate that we'll be putting out. The initial resource was a very small, high-grade resource built on all old data from many years ago.
And this is in northern British Columbia in the Golden Triangle, but it's the things have improved an awful lot there in terms of infrastructure, have they not, in the last 10, 20 years or so?
Yeah, that's right. This was a formerly producing mine, we are in a road accessible area of north central British Columbia. Truly is a proven and prolific area. There's a world-class gold-copper mine that sits 45 kilometers from us. That's the Kemess gold-copper mine. Mm-hmm. And so we truly are in a district where you can explore, permit, and put a mine into production. And we're looking to do this in a very short time period, given we have quite a robust treasury. We can pay for the next 2 years' work to get us to a mining decision and a feasibility study in 2022.
And in 2022, you're an economic and feasibility study. All right, that's looking forward to that for sure. But I guess the drivers will be, you know, resources and some of your numbers. The numbers that are coming out, we're looking forward to those, and should be what gets people tuned in. Your share price has been sort of flat recently. It's not been doing a lot, I suppose, in part because there's been not a lot of information coming. But it certainly looks like a very possible, really good story from what I can see in terms of its in terms of the size. And I guess you probably need something get you in up over 5 million ounces. To really get people excited about it. And how far do you think that you would take this yourselves? I mean, is this something you wouldn't go into production? I suppose you'd probably be looking for someone, a major, that would come along and be hungry for another 5 million ounces of gold.
Ideally, yes, Jay. We would like to set this up to a situation where we can prove a large amount of ounces, but also move along the permitting path and then have a major miner take us over. That would be ideal. But until that time occurs, we continue to work towards engineering efforts and expanding the resource area. So over the next 3 to 6 months, I think you'll see a lot of robust news flow and achievements and milestones coming from Benchmark. You'll see drill results over the next 2 months. That'll be followed by this large bulk tonnage resource estimate. And then on the back of the resource estimate, we're already in planning stages here to complete a preliminary economic assessment. So that would be our first economic study on this project.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly something to look forward to. And really so much of this industry, and especially in the exploration sector, hinges on how well the markets are doing for gold and silver. And I just, in my introductory segment here, I talked a little bit about some of the views of folks like Michael Oliver, who's a frequent guest on this show, and he's just extremely bullish on gold and silver. I guess the other side of it, though, is the cost. And if we're heading into an inflationary period of time, that is something also that needs to be considered. But what are your thoughts about, and what are the thoughts of management about this gold and silver market now and going forward?
Yeah, I think we're in a good area right now in the precious metal sector. The fundamentals are quite strong here to support higher gold and silver prices. And, a lot of it's COVID related, of course, but there's such extreme debt and money printing happening not only in Canada and in the U.S., but around the world. And this enormous debt that's being created is very supportive of higher gold and silver prices.
It certainly seems to be, and one wonders, I believed that was true before COVID. In terms of COVID now, what is the protocol? Are your people able to move in and out of there, or you have people that are stationed up there that are doing the work, or how are you functioning with COVID?
We actually just finished our program in mid-December, weeks ago, and through the course of almost 6 months of work in the field, we didn't encounter one single COVID case. We're following very strict protocols that most of the miners use, and that does include wearing masks and prohibiting visitors or new people from entering our project area without notice, to keep some strict quarantine measures in place. So we were quite successful with no sickness or no problems this year. And I would anticipate we follow the same type of program into the spring and summer of next year as well.
Now, I'm noticing that on the 21st of December, you announced the acquisition of PPM Phoenix. Can you talk about that?
Sure, and that's a bit of a legacy, a final announcement. That was part of our acquisition of this lawyers project in 2019. And it was a bit of a, paperwork took a while to officially come out in documentation. But that was an announcement that was actually completed well over a year ago. So the Phoenix Precious Metals is actually the private owner of this ground, and we took over 100% ownership of it last year.
Subject to any royalties or anything?
There's a small 0.5% royalty, but Benchmark does indeed hold 100% of the ground in the claims.
All right. So I guess what we need to keep our eyes on early, I guess, what did you say, late Q1? No, that's the maiden resource. And so
that's right. Yeah, so news results will be coming out soon. I would anticipate right through all of January and February, you should see regular news flow on gold and silver drill intercepts.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a strong gold market and silver market along with some robust numbers. The share price would respond to that quite nicely. I'm expecting and hoping as a shareholder it does. So anyway, anything else you'd like to conclude with today?
Yeah, I just think that timing is quite good for us with the majority of our results to come from the lab with a good run in gold and silver here in the new year. I think it bodes well for a much higher market cap and Benchmark.
All righty. Very good. Well, we'll leave it go at that. And thank you very much, Jim, for your time. And we look forward to keeping up with you in the new year.
Very good, Jay. Thanks for listening to the story and your support.
You bet. We're just trying to make some money, that's for sure. And I think there's a good shot with Benchmark. All right. Thanks so much, Jim. All right, folks. Well, don't go away. We're going to go to break now. And when we come back, we'll look for Charles Hugh Smith to be with us. And he's going to talk about some very concerning issues about the media and the inability for certain people to get their stories out. Thankfully, we're able to give you the stories on this show about these companies, but there certainly are some interests that don't want to hear everything. It's the free press, the First Amendment rights that we once enjoyed in America do not seem to be there for everyone these days, and we're going to talk to Charles Hugh Smith about that when we come back right after the break, so don't go away.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
NV Gold Corp, trading under NVX on the TSX and NVGLF on the OTC, is a gold exploration company focused on uncovering the next multi-million ounce gold deposit in North America. With an aggressive exploration season ahead in 2020, a tight share structure, strong management ownership, key strategic investors including Eric Sprott, a globally recognized technical team, technical coverage from industry gold experts, and cash in its treasury. Visit nvgoldcorp.com to learn more on this exciting story.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.